Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Marini Maris Shechu, Nishmas Maris Esther, Vas Rosen, and Chanetz, and Chanetz, and Chanetz, and Yosef, as an Zishar of Yosef, for Shmuel Pinchas, and Yaakov Tzvi, and the schuss Adina Batsheva, Vas Nechagitol, Chanaliva, Vas Nechagitol, Rav Alatzlach, Rav Alatzlach, Rav Alatzlach, it's based on the Torah of Moreno Hagain, Rav Rafa Moshe Luria, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. In Maseches Avodah Zarah, Nef Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara talks about the Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Gemara talks about making tzuros, making various forms, which are aser, such as the stars and the like, moon, people. So the Rambam Paskins in Avodah Zarah 3:10, Asur lasas tzuras lenoiva filu she'enin shel Avodah Zarah. She'nem lo sasim iti kolomer tzuras shel kesef v'zov she'enem el lenoi. Kedei shelo yidu atoyim v'yidu m'shem la'akum. So one is not allowed to make tzuros for beauty, even if they're not over the Zara. Not to make lotasim, they don't make with me, tzuros of noi that are only for noi, so that people don't think they're for avoy the Zara. Vein asu isur latsu lenoi al tzuras adam bilvat. It's only a tzuras adam that's asur. Fikachin mitzayim lo beitz lo besid lo beven tzuras adam. You're not allowed to make a tzior, form of man, not with wood, stone, doesn't matter. You're not allowed to make a tzura as Adam. Ushti at tzura boletis, it has to be a protruding tzura. But if it was a tzura mushkas, if it was a an image that was engraved, Tzura shel samanim, or painted, in such an instance, in such instances, harei lemutaros, that's mutter. V'chein asur latzur d'muscham v'levana kochav mezalsim halachim. Shenemar lo sasu niti lo sasu k'dmush ha'shamayim shamshim l'fanei b'moray. Afilu al luach tzuras behemis chulei. It's an halacha yud aleph. You're not allowed to make a tzior of the demuscham, levana, kochav, mazalos. You're not allowed to make an image of the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellation, the angels. It says, don't make with me gods of silver. Don't make images of my servants, those who serve before me on high. This applies even to pictures on tablets. But animals and other tzuras are mutter. Okay, that's the Rambam. The Ravid is masig. Doemeshu mechalik ben tzuras adam l'tzuras ha-mishamshin. Bamorim. Tzuras mishamshin. Afilu hem shavim lo boltim lo shokim asurim. Tzuras adam imeno bolet mutter lo idati lomu mi'ayin lo. The Ravid asks on the Rambam a good question. He says that the Rambam is mechalik between tzuras adam and the tzuras of those objects that are serving God in the heavens, such as the sun and the moon. A person's only usher if it's bolet, if it's protruding. And stars and the moon and the sun are usher even if it's not bolet. And he doesn't know where the Rambam gets this from. Where do you get this chilik from between Adam and the other tzuras? Certainly you don't see it in the Gemara. The Chan also was bothered by the Rambam. There's no makor, that there's a difference between these two dinim. So where does the Rambam get this chiluk from? Between Adam and other tzuris. And in the Sugya in the Gemara, The Gemara asks on Rabbi Gamliel, how he made a tzuras levana. There's an isser of lo sasa, you're not allowed to make tzuras levana. So the Gemara concludes that the Rabbi Gamliel, achayra masula, no problem, he didn't make it, other people made it for him. Others made the images for him. Goyim. So he never was over on the Isser of making these forbidden image, this forbidden image. For the Gemara, I, Rabbi Yehuda, other made from an image on his ring. And Shmuel was upset at him. He says, Sami Ene Dedain, blind this one's eyes. Destroy the ring's image. Even though it's made by others. So it doesn't help. You're not allowed to even have it. And the Gemara says, no. Our answer is Hasam, Rabbi Yehuda's ring, it was Chasam Abaylet. The signal was protruding, and it was on account of Chajda, of avoiding suspicion. That's why Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda to destroy the signal. So Shmuel was concerned that people who saw the image would say that Rabbi Yehuda worshipped it. It's chashda. And the Gemara brings a brisa to that effect. And the Gemara says that we're really concerned about chashda. There was a shul in Shaf Nasiv and Shafi Yasiv in Ahavdah. They erected a statue of a king, and Shmuel's father and Levi would go in there and daven, and they weren't choshesh for chshad. Gemara says, no, a multitude of people is different. What about Rabbi Gamliel? He was an individual. He kept images of the moon. What about people suspecting him? So Gemara gives a number of terutzim. One, he was a nasi. There were a lot of people around. Says no chshad. B, it was leprakim. Was injured licking parts. Says no chshad. And C, it was leslamit. Just different because you now that you're doing it in order to learn. In order to know what the moon looked like, therefore was permitted. Ad kan shloshes terutzei ha-gemara. Last one is you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to learn to act in accord with the abomination of these nations, but you may learn a forbidden subject in order to understand and teach its laws. So in the same way, by extension, Rabbi Gamliel was permitted to make a forbidden image in order to learn about the new moon. The Rambam, interestingly enough, omitted all of these terutzim. There's an afkamina between the Slamed or Rabbim. And the Rambam, it's mashma, it's asu, no matter what. The Gra writes that the Rambam didn't have the whole sugya. Of the sugya and of the shul, of Beikinishta, the Shaf of Yosiv, in the Hardah, that they erected a statue of a king, there was no chshad. And Mimela, the Rambam, didn't have to come up with the answer of Rabbim Shaini. Like the Gemara says, Rabbim Shaini. And the Gemara says, I, Rabbim Lo, the Yachid, and the Gemara gives the Tiritzim, but the Rambam didn't have that in his Girsa. Rambam didn't have the nafkamina between l'slamit or not l'slamit. So that's how the Gra explains why the Rambam doesn't bring down the Gemara's terutzim. Problem is that in Achinami, the Rambam didn't have this in his girsa, but the Gemara is a good question. The Gemara's question was, what was Rambam Gamliel? Rambam Gamliel, there was a chshad by Rambam Gamliel. Right, the Gemara says, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, it was Chosama Boilet, and it was a Chshad. So why was there not also a chshad by Rav Gamliel? There was also a chshad there. And the Gemara could have already asked that before. Before the Gemara asked, are we really choshek for chshad? Hi, what about the Bekinishta to Shafi Yosef, etc.? What the Gemara could have asked, what about the chshad of Rav Gamliel? So the Gemara has to come up with the teretz of the Slamit Shaini. We need the Rambam has to explain why with Rav Gamliel there was no chshad. So say it's not in his girsa, this whole Slamit Shaini. To say that, but what is he going to do with the chshad of Rav Gamliel? You have to come on to the Slamit Shaini or the Rabbim teretz that the Rabbim are around. The Shita of the Riv also requires Be'er. We have to understand Shita Sarambam. And we also have to understand Shita Sarif. He only brings the Teretz of Islami Chaini. He doesn't bring the Chiluk between Rabim and not Rabim. And that's a wonder. So from the fact that he brings the teretz of Islam et Shaini, so he does have the whole Shaka B'tari in the Gemara. So why does he only bring one chiluk? The Gemara has three chilukim. Prakim Havai was made of interlinking parts. So Rabbi Gamliel assembled them only for the examination of the witnesses. At other times they were separate. And the general public didn't see any image of the moon. So Rabbi Gamliel was above reproach, above suspicion. Islamid, Rabim, why doesn't the Rif bring those answers down? Only the Islamid he brings down. He doesn't bring down Rabim and the Prakim Havoy. That it was made of disparate parts. The Gros Teretz is that the Rif was bothered by the Teretz of the Gemara L'Islami Chaini. That only answers the Isser Asiyah. The Gemara is saying, even if there's no Isser Asiyah, like when other people made it for you, there's still Chshad. What does it matter that he made it L'Islami? There's a Chshad. So therefore, he learned that L'Islami is not coming to answer the Kasha of the Chshad. Rather, it's coming to answer the first question. The Gemara asked, how did he make it bichlal? So the Gemara's teretz is others made it for him. Now the Gemara is giving another teretz. Not that others made it for him, he made it himself, but it was the Islamic, and therefore it was permitted. It's hard to understand. You still have the Kash of Chshad that he said to him, Sami Didain. Shmuel says, Rabbi Yehuda, blind this one's eyes, so you're not even allowed to own the image. Even if he made it l'islami, there's a chshad. And that also shaykh to the din of Rav Gamliel. So, what's Rav Gamliel going to do with the chshad problem? So it appears follows, says Moreno Hagoyin, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh L'Varacha. In the Rambam and the Rif, it's mashma that there are two dinim in the Isser of L'Sasun Iti. The Rambam writes in Halacha Yud, with regard to the Isser of Asiyas to Musa Adin, that the Isser is in order that people shouldn't think that it's Avodah Zarah. So we have to understand, what is the Rambam trying to tell us the reason for the Pasuk for? The Rambam doesn't usually do that, tell us time of the cross. So it must be, the Rambam is learning that the Yisod of the Isser is not Isser Asiyas Tzura. The Isser is Lo Lasses Dover Sheyidmu Atoyim Shunas El Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't do something that the people are going to think that it's avodah zarah. And the Rambam is not coming to give a reason for the pasuk. The Rambam is telling us what the iser is. What's the gather of the iser? It's a gather of avodah zarah. And this is so the Rambam learned from the sigi of the Gemara. That asks from Rabbi Gamliel, Acherim Asulo, I what about Rabbi Yehuda, that Shmuel said to him, Sami Ene Dedein. He was told to deface this protruding image. So what's the Gemara's answer? Okay, it was Chosam Obolet, Mishim Chajda, what's the Teretz? Can't say that there the Chosam was Shokeya, because in the Rishonim it's Mashma that the Gemara knew that Rabbi Gamliel was Chosam Obolet, so it's the Ravid in this Chedushim. Also Tosis in Yuman and Dalet Amin Aleph Ayin Shem. The Rambam was encouraged the whole Sugya She'achar Zeh, like the Gemara explained. So what's the Teretz of the Gemara? How's the Gemara Metaretz? We don't have the later Teretz of the Gemara according to the Gemara, where the Gemara says that the various Terutzim, it was Leslamed, it was Rabim, it was Prakim. So how's the Gemara Metaretz the Kasha when it says that it was Boilet? Mashmar Rav Gamliel was also Bolet, and that's it. So what's the Teretz in the Gemara? So the beer is, so it must be, the Rambam learned that Chashda is not an Issur Derabbanan. They're going to be choshed him that he did an Isser. The beer is, it's coming to tell us that there's a distinction between the Yisod of the Isser of Asiyas Tzura Sa'adam and the Yisod of the Isser of Asiyas Tzura Chamalavan, even though they're both learned from the same Pasuk. Nevertheless, they're fundamentally different. That the din of Isser Asiyas Tzura Sa'adam is learned from the Pasuk of Lo Sa'asi Kedmus Oisi. In other words, the din Tzura Sa'aloihus, the Yisod Yisur Mishim Shalo Yidmu Atoyim, that he's making a god. And man is B'Tzelem Elokim in the image of the Merkava. Hashem was B'Dmus Adam. So people are going to think that this is Avodah Zarah. After we learn from the Pasuk, Lo Sa'asi Niti Kedmus Shamasha Yamasham Shem Lefanei B'Mokom, it's not a din Isser Elohus, it's an Isser Asiyah Be'Alma. And therefore there's a distinction between the two Asurim. When it comes to the Musa Adam, it's Asr even if other people do it for him. Because the Yisod of the Isser is that people shouldn't think that it's for Avodah Zarah. It's not Afkamin. If he made it, other people made it for him. It's going to still look like Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Gemara answers. Shiny Hassam. Mishum Chajda was there with the Musa Adam. The Yisod of the Isser is Chajda. In other words, by the ring, the signet ring of Rabbi Yehuda, there was a Chshad. People are going to think that it's Avodah Zarah, and therefore he was told to deface it. And therefore the Isser is b'chosam o'boilet. But if it's shekeya, it's engraved, there's no Isser. Since there's no chash that there's going to be told that it's avodah zarah, like Tosfos says. Rabbi Gamliel is talking about the d'mus chamul of avana. The Isser is not chashda. It's an Isser asiya. If it was chashad, it doesn't matter who makes it. But if it's an Isser asiya, then you didn't do it, you're fine, you're cool. So Rabbi Gamliel, we're talking about Chama Levana, there it's an Isser Asiya. And Memela, Eina Isser Shayach, Elik Shu Oysa, Velok Shacherim Oysimai. It's only when he does it. When other people do it, it's fine, because it's an Isser Asiya. When it comes to Adam, it's an Isser of Chshad. Here it's an Isser of Asiya. You're not allowed to make this Tzura of Chama Levana. So now we can understand why the Ram is Mechalik between Shokeh and Bolet only with Musa Adam. Because the Yisod of this is not an Isser Asiyah. It's that people should make a mistake. So they're only going to make a mistake that it's Avodah Zarah by Adam, and therefore Adam can't be boilet. Hashem came with Tzura Schaim Levan, it's an Isser Asiyah Tzura. It doesn't matter whether it's boilet or not. No chiluk. By Adam, there's a chiluk, because the chash is people are going to think that you're doing Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom, so then that's only if it's boilet, only if it's protruding. If we have that chiluk by Adam, but not by the other shamashim. And with this we understand the riff, why the kash of the Gemara, what's the Gemara's teretz of the Islamic shiny? Mikol makom tiksha ha'ika chashta. Gemara says about Rav Gamliel, you know why he had the moon? It was le'islamet shiny. Islamet shiny, toda rabah. Well, how does that answer the chashad problem? Therefore, you have to say that the Gemara was chosen by b'din chashda she'achshu adu atoyim. El abiru kumo l'shitas haramam, the yisod of the yisur is chashda. And that's only shaykh b'dmus adam, that's not shaykh b'dmus chama v'levana. But Mus Levana, the Yisrael of the Yisrael is Asiya. And therefore, is a difference between the Islamid or not? If it was a Chajda problem, it's not going to help us that it was Islamid. So therefore, the Rif learns that the Islamid is going back and saying, no, no, no. It's not a Chajda problem at all by the Dmus Chama. By the Dmus Chama, problem is Asiya. You're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to make it. But if it's l'slame, then it's mutter. In order to know what the moon they saw, moon they didn't see, to compare, to contrast, make sure they're telling the truth. And the Rif therefore doesn't bring the chilik of l'slame because he learned it. And that shul, in Shafi Yasiv, there wasn't a tzura sa'adim, there was a tzura acheres, a tzura ba'asiyah. And the Gemara asks from there that since lechatchila in the teretz of Mishum Chshad, the beer is an Isser Derabanan, Memela, you have this in everything, not only b'dmus adam. But after the Gemara's Metaritz L'Islamit Shaini, you see it's a different gather that's not Shaykh with Muscham or Levana. Excuse me, the Rif brought only L'Islamit Shaini. The Rif didn't bring the other Terutzim. Because the Gemara now did an about face. And the Gemara now is understanding that the issue is not one of Chshad. The issue is that you're not allowed to make the tzura, and therefore the slami Chinese mutter. So therefore, the Rif doesn't bring the rabbin terutzim. The Gemara says it was rabbin, and therefore it was mutter. Or the prakim havoi, and therefore there was no chshad. No, that only answers the chshad issue. What about the etzem asiyah? The Gemara is now saying it's an Asiya problem. And since it's an Asiya problem, the Islamic Chinese. That's why the Rif only brings that Teretz and not the other Teretz. So the Rif was bothered. What's the Islamic? There's still going to be a Chshad. And the Teretz is that's not a Chshad problem. So originally the Gemara was under the impression that it's a chashad problem. Now the Gemara realizes it's not a chashad problem at all. So that's why the Rif only brings the Islamic shiny. The Gemara, the Rif doesn't bring the Rabbim, because Rabbim solves the chashad problem. But here it's not a chashad problem, it's an Asiya problem. How does he make such a demus of a Levana? And the Teretz is the Islamic is mother. So that's what the Rif is answering. And earlier on, we saw that Shmuel's father and Levi would go into the shul where they have a statue to a king, and they weren't choshish for chshad. Not everybody understands it was a statue of a king. Maybe it was a different type of statue, and therefore there's no chshad. The Gemara gives the Teretz Rabim Shiny because the Gemara understood originally there was a chshad problem, even if it's not a person. But the Torah says you don't have to say that because it's not a person, so you're not choshish for chashad. Only if it's a person you're choshish, otherwise it's a nisar asiya. And therefore the Rif only brings down the chilik of l'slam et shayni because he's only worried about the asiya. He's not worried about chashad when it comes to other tzuros, only tzuras adam. That's why the Rif writes, lo sasu niti kedmus shamashai, shimsham shal fani b'mark, unacham elavano kuchav mazalos, l'slam et shayni, see lo somad lasu ta'alami l'havina horos. There's no problem if it's l'havina l'horos. There's no problem of asiya. Okay, there's still a ton more to say on this sugya, so please stay tuned. But al-Kopanim, we see in the Rambam how he gets his chilik of between bolet and non-bolet, that he only writes it by Adam and not by other forms, because by Adam it's a problem of chashad. People are going to be choshed that the person serving it, and therefore he's only serving bolet, whereas otherwise it's an issur of asiya. And there is no chilek between bolek and not bolek. So Rambam isn't mechalek. We understand why the Rif only brings the teretz of leislame to explain now Rabbi Gamliel, because it's not a chashad problem, it's an asiya problem. So therefore, if it's leislame, it's not a problem to make the other dmuyos like the moon. Okay, so please stay tuned for more, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.